I'm April Cummings with your latest news. According to the RCIP's 2025 crime statistics, vulnerable persons data and domestic violence referrals fell by 24%. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has the breakdown.
The RCIP's Protective Services says they've received over 1,300 referrals for domestic violence offenses, down over 400 from the previous year. These referrals cover a wide range of incidents, not all of which involve physical violence, including property damage and harassment, as well as including cyber-enabled crimes. Of this, some 1,300 referrals, 844 became recorded crimes. 77% of those were categorized as violence against the person or public order offenses. 48% of domestic violence crimes were detected, while 21% remain under investigation. Child safeguarding referrals increased significantly. The multi-agency safeguarding hub received 2,773 referrals. That's more than 500 than it was in 2024, a 26% rise. Protective Services launched 182 criminal investigations from these referrals. Police believe increased public awareness of mandatory reporting contributed to the rise. In addition, over 250 referrals were received from the U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Of these, 177 were triaged, with 82 still outstanding. The RCIPS says it continues to face high demand related to missing young persons, many of whom are repeat missing individuals residing in care homes. They say Operation Philomena remains in place to address repeated missing persons episodes. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Jevy. Cayman Airways is expanding its partnership with a global airline representation firm to tap into one of Latin America's fastest-growing travel markets. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal reports.
Cayman Airways has appointed Airline Pros International as its representative in Brazil, building on successful collaborations already underway in the UK, Canada, and Panama. The move comes as the airline enters Brazil's billing and settlement plan, known as BSP, which makes it easier for Brazilian travel agencies to book and sell Cayman Airways tickets through global distribution systems. Airline Pros will handle commercial representation, sales development, and trade engagement across Brazil, serving as the main contact for travel agencies, tour operators, and corporate buyers nationwide. Cayman Airways says the appointment makes Airline Pros the first firm to represent an offline carrier in Brazil following recent regulatory improvements. Paul Tibbetts, Cayman Airways Executive Vice President for Commercial Affairs and Chief Financial Officer, says the airline is proud to represent the spirit and hospitality of the Cayman Islands and looks forward to welcoming more Brazilian travelers. Travel agencies in Brazil can now ticket Cayman Airways through major GDS platforms, and agents seeking group quotes or trade support can contact Airline Pros Brazil at caymanairways.br@airlinepros.net. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cal.
Airline Pros has represented Cayman Airways in Canada for a number of years and has since expanded its role to include Panama and the UK. That's your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.